wonder, I still would like the $1 million cap, but I would wonder the possibility of having those parcels dealt with separately rather than as it, say, a package deal, so that the total value is less, or sorry, for each part is less than $1 million. I know the amendment failed, but that would be my reasoning, that even at 2 million, if we look at these assessed values versus fair market value, I think we could still come in under that amount, whether it's 1 or 2 million. So I appreciate the emphasis on noting the difference between assessed and fair market, because there is a significant difference there.
Thank you, Member Marsh. I look forward to, if this passes, following up on it in the second reading. With that, will the clerk please call the roll?
Thomas?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Donna?
No.
Jay?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
The ordinance 2024-01 passes on a 4-1 margin, with Member Marsh voting no on its first reading. It will now be up for a public hearing at the next meeting. New item number B, ordinance 2024-02, an ordinance amending section, let's see there, that blanked out of me. Do I have that right? 16.12-030 of the Petersburg Municipal Code to allow for disposal of borough land for a public benefit purpose. If adopted in three readings, Ordinance 2024-02 will provide for disposal of borough real property for less than the assessed or appraised value, or for other forms of consideration, in addition to or in lieu of, in whole or in part, direct monetary payment to the borough when the proposed disposal is for a project meeting both of the following requirements, one being the project consists of economic development consisting of installation, construction or operation of new or expanded industrial manufacturing or commercial facilities, construction of affordable housing, or construction of large residential housing developments, creating 20 or more residential lots that would address the shortage of reasonably priced housing within the borough. And number two, the assembly determines the project will result in a significant short or long-term public benefit to the Petersburg Borough. Public benefit, as used here under, means a project that provides one or more positive economic or non-economic impacts on the community that in the Assembly's determination outweigh maximizing the direct monetary payment to the borough. I would entertain a motion to approve this in its first reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Fine Walsh and seconded by Member Schwartz. Discussion. Member Fine Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Sandgreger. So I think we all know, you know, the shortage of housing in Southeast Alaska and Petersburg in particular is a major issue we've been dealing with, you know, since I've been on this assembly. It really affects our ability to staff key positions, both in the borough and, you know, in private enterprise here in town. And I believe it's driving away and also preventing young people from moving here and staying here. And that's already a problem, and it's going to be a bigger problem as time goes by. We can't afford to be a retirement community. The economics of that just don't work up here. So we convened a task force. We underwent a housing needs assessment. Both of them came back with input from the public, suggesting that we look at ways we can remove barriers to development of reasonably priced housing for our community. And that's what has led to this effort. On my part, on the part of Director Cabrera, we've essentially tried to create a opportunity in the code that allows the community to dispose of borough-owned land for less than assessed value when it's determined by the public, by this community, that disposal will net a benefit, a public benefit for the community that outweighs the value of that land, or outweighs the value that the borough would receive if it were sold at assessed value. And I think that benefit is clear. I mean, we're talking about, you know, selling land assessed, you know, should we save $100,000 if we sell it below assessed value? And you know, that's important money. But if we look at the magnitude of the costs rising in this community, you know, saving a few $100,000, $10,000 here on a land sale is not going to save us from that. What we need is more community members. We need more property taxes, we need more sales taxes, we need to bring people into this community in order to make it sustainable. And that's what this tries to do. I hope people will go over the language here is fairly complicated. But essentially what we've tried to do is create a system to dispose of land at below assessed value while always maintaining public accountability, because this is public land, and I think it's incredibly important when you're dealing with a public asset like this. You always have public accountability. So tremendous amount of work, my part, on the part of Director Cabrera, on the part of the borough attorney, has been to craft this to ensure that this disposal is always in the open, always public. There's always an opportunity for public input. And I think that's a crucial part of this. And essentially what would happen, either a developer or the assembly can start this process. Disposal can be by application of the developer or by the assembly. It would go through planning and zoning and any other relevant boards. If there was an economic development project, PEDC would weigh in. The manager would then come back to the assembly with the full report, essentially detailing the benefits of this project and giving the assembly the information it needs to make an informed decision. There would always be public hearings. You know, before the assembly makes any decision on any such land disposal, there would be a public hearing, written findings of fact detailing why this benefits the borough. And, you know, this incorporates a lot of public feedback from the community. I know there are a lot of people concerned about disposal of public land for less than assessed value. Does this pass the red face test? Is this going to open the door to private developers running away with our land? And we've made tremendous effort to prevent that situation. At every step of the way, there's public input. There's input from planning and zoning. There's input from the borough assembly. There's input from the public through public hearings. Finally, you know, if the assembly and planning and zoning do determine, you know, that a disposal for less than assessed value is appropriate, is in the public benefit, we move on to the next part, and the conditions of that sale would be enshrined in the purchase agreement. So, you know, any conditions or covenants that go with the land, specifying, you know, ensuring essentially, right, that the developer acts in accordance with good faith, you know, with the benefits of the community in mind, and that's how we accomplish that. You know, I think this is a really important issue for our community. We really need to do everything we can to support the efforts of developing residential lots here. You know, we've tried again and again, and we've run up against the fact of the matter that developing residential property in Alaska is expensive, and it doesn't always pencil out. But I think we need to change our thinking, because if we stop there and we just say okay and we're done, I mean, all the young people are going to move to. We're going to move to Wrangell. They're going to move to Bellingham. You know, we're going to have bigger problems as time goes by. So I hope people will consider this. I entertain, you know, public input. I'd gladly entertain any suggested amendments. We'll have three readings here. I realize we're a bit of an abbreviated assembly, and I hope people will consider this, at least for a first reading, so it can make it to a second. And again, evening meeting, we'll have ample opportunity to hear public input, which I hope will be plentiful and spirited. I look forward to hearing from the public here on the 6 o'clock meeting when it's easy for everyone to get here. I'll leave it at that, and I welcome comments from the rest of the assembly.
Thank you, Member Fine-Walsh, for your thoughts on that summary. Further discussion from the assembly? Member Schwartz.
Yeah, I know there's concern because it's anytime you change the ordinances or the code. Few thoughts. I've got a lot of input from this all through the fall. Well, for a few years now, we've been talking about it. But the when I'm sitting in my house at Christmas time with my family around, and I'm thinking, I know guys that are working 60 hours a week that can't afford a house for their family, or someone that's married to a boat for 8 months and can't afford a house, how do you solve the problem? And nothing was happening really in November and December, except that Mr. Fine Walsh and Liz Cabrera were working on this. I'd like to create some kind of win-win out of this thing where we're benefiting the city and the borough and also our hardworking residents. The other thing that I've gotten a lot of input is get that land sold, developed, and get it on the tax rolls so that the borough is generating some income out of it. So that's my input here. I think there's been a lot of work put into this. I'm interested to see what other borough assembly members have to say.
Thank you, Member Schwartz. I'll briefly chime in before I pass it over to the others who might want to speak. I'll definitely be voting yes on it today for several reasons. One is I think it's important to get to the second reading, get more public hearing here, more directly from the public. That's the point of an ordinance to have a minimum of 6 weeks for public dialogue. And two, and I would argue most importantly, it's a good ordinance in my opinion. That Member Walsh summarized it well. Excuse me, Member Fine Walsh, my apologies. One of the key pieces of language that jumps out at me with the ordinance is transparency. In order to undertake such a thing, having many checks and balances in place and multiple layers of wired-in transparency is key, which should be able to give the borough flexibility when we see things that meet the definition of public benefit. So, in short, to be voting for it in the first reading, look forward to hearing from the public, and I really think it's a good ordinance, and I hope we can get to the second reading. Further discussion from the Assembly. Member Marsh.
Thank you. A few thoughts here. I think we have some, I appreciate the efforts that have gone into this. I do have some consternation over the development creating 20 or more residential lots. What happens if somebody wants three? Once it has an investment plan who that only has three lots or 19? So I think it in some ways is too restrictive. I prefer a more generalized rule, if you will, ordinance. And also I have great concern that if the borough sells at less than assessed value, and I did speak with the borough assessor, one of them, who said that the assessments are done by averages based on areas of town, where if I understood him correctly, that are done. So let's say a development comes in or a proposed development comes in and is sold at less than assessed value, then the average for that area is going to be somewhat less. So it's going to lower property values wherever they are, which is a concern. And so therefore it's going to lower property taxes. Now, on the other hand, it's going to generate some property taxes. So that is a factor. I believe also that the effect on everybody, all the residents of the community, is going to be huge. If property is sold at a less than assessed value, it's going to have a trickle-down effect all the way down to the grocery store. It's going to have an effect on those who are involved in the tourism business. It's going to have an effect everywhere based on what is made available. So I am not in favor of this as it has been written. I'm not sure where a better one is, but I think it's too restrictive. So I think I would rather go with a case-by-case situation where the interested parties present their case, their facts, their proposals, and we go it that way rather than changing the whole ordinance that has such huge ramifications on everybody in the community.
Member Marsh, Member Newman.
Thank you. So, we have the Housing Needs Task Force, and you know, they laid out very well what our issues are. There was a study, independent study done. And fundamentally, the issue here is the borough has land, but we don't really know how to disseminate it to the public. So, we have a demonstrated need. We have the land, but we don't have the mechanism to make this happen. I think this is a good first step. I do see, like Member Stanton Greger says, there's checks and balances. because the assembly still has to determine that the project will result in a significant short or long-term public benefit to the borough, to the community. I did talk to one contractor who, as we ran the numbers, just speaking out loud, with the value of property now, it just doesn't, you can't make it affordable. There's a problem. So by us going with this ordinance change, or creating an ordinance, to deal at less than assessed or appraised value, and appraised value is higher than assessed value, then that gives the manager or the assembly to the ability to lower the price to the point where it can be economically affordable for the groups of people that we're trying to attract. So I think this is a good thing, and I'll be voting for it.
Thank you, Member Newman. Everyone's had a chance to speak. Anyone else want to chime in a second time before we call the roll on this first reading? Clerk, please call the roll on the first reading of this ordinance.
Donna?
No.
Thomas?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Ordinance 2024-02 passes on a 4-1 margin in its first reading, with Member Marsh voting no. Look forward to hearing from the public at the next meeting on that one. Item C is Resolution 2024-03, a resolution to support the Petersburg Airport Rehabilitation Project. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is submitting a rehabilitation project for the Petersburg Airport to the Airport Project Evaluation Board for prioritization and funding, and requests a resolution of support from the Assembly for the project. The project will rehabilitate sinking and settling areas of the runway and blast pad, replace runway and taxiing lights, replace some floodlight poles and light heads on the poles, and mill and pave the runway, taxiway, and general aviation expansion area. I would entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Newman and seconded by Member Fine Walsh. Discussion.
Must be a mistake here, because I don't see any item for a new terminal with a cute little bar and restaurant in it. Send it back.
What a new seaplane facility.
Arthur, do you want to chime in on it at all, since no one here has been so inclined?
Thank you. So I do have a question on how this assessment was garnered, and how long has this been in a deteriorating situation, and is there a safety issue?
Commander, care to tackle that one?
I'll try.
Thank you, sir.
This came out of the blue for us. We got a letter from Department of Transportation Airport Group and said, hey, your project has made the list, and we want a letter of support. So he did not indicate in the letter that our current airport was in any danger of falling apart, but sounds like this is preventative maintenance in some ways, and improving some things that need to be worked on. And, I said, send it to us, and we'll take it up with the Assembly. So.
That answer your question, Member Marsh?
If I might ask a follow-up question.
Of course.
Thank you. Do we have a price tag on this? And I'm assuming funding will come from federal taxpayers?
Through the mayor. I can speak a little bit to it. I don't have a dollar amount, but this is funded through FAA. Petersburg Airport is considered an FAA facility, and the federal government will basically, the state will do the work through and FAA will fund it that way. This does not involve any funding from the borough.
Thank you.
Yeah, just short, quickly. I'll definitely be voting yes. The way I read it, interpreted it, was similar to the manager's. This is the FAA being proactive on our local airport, and I'm glad for the support. Further discussion from the Assembly? Clerk, please call the roll.
Rob?
Yep.
Donna?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Right on. Resolution 2024-03 passes unanimously, bringing us on to item D, request by the United States Army Corps of Engineers for a general investigation study for Scow Bay. The borough is requesting the United States Army Corps of Engineers perform a general investigation study regarding development of a harbor basin and breakwater along borough-owned property in Scow Bay. I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Newman and seconded by Member Fine Walsh. Discussion. Actually, before I open up to the Assembly, Harbor Master Wallen, since you touched on this earlier at the podium, if you could just refresh our memories a little bit of why we should vote yes on this.
Well, feasibilities are a good thing. They kind of identify the project, all that goes into it, the funding, how we're going to deal with going through the various aspects of doing such a big project. And it also outlines whose responsibility into perpetuity gets to take care of this said facility when it is done. If you remember, the North Harbor was put in by a civil works project through the federal government, and they come in regularly and dredge it and maintain the basin on our behalf. And then you can see how it worked in the South Harbor that was originally put in by the state. We were on the hook for doing it ourselves until we sweet-talked our way into the Corps of Engineers packet. So this is a good thing any way you cut it. We usually enter into these as a 50-50 match unless we can get some support through a Native organization. They do a lot on behalf of Indigenous people to do these kind of projects. And so there may be an aspect for our portion to get paid for in part, or for us to just pony up 50% prior to. But those are all well thought out, and the federal government works usually hand in hand with us on these, and we know what we're getting when we enter into it and what we get out of it at the end. So I hope you support it.
Thank you, Harbor Master Wallen. Further discussion from the Assembly? Member Fine Walsh?
I'll just say really quick, this is really exciting. You know, I can remember traveling to D.C. With a delegation here from Petersburg and sitting in a dingy little office in some huge government building with probably very important person from the Corps of Engineers, explaining to us that this is a really important step. You know, this is kind of the cost of admission here for serious consideration from the Corps and for the powers that be for a third harbor out in Scow Bay. So this is very exciting. Really, really commend the Harbor Master for all of her, tenacity and hard work on this, and I'm really excited for what this brings.
Member Fine Walsh? Member Marsh, did you care to chime in on it? Not to put you on the spot.
Thank you. I will be voting in favor of it. It sounds like a great step forward.
Thank you, Member Marsh. Any further discussion from the Assembly? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Jay?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thomas? Donna?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, that passes unanimously. Bringing us on to item E, assignment of Ocean Beauty, Inc. lease to Fierce Allegiance Development, LLC. Fierce Allegiance Development, LLC is purchasing the Ocean Beauty Bunkhouse located at 18 Harbor Way and request to assume the Ocean Beauty lease located across the street from the bunkhouse to be used as parking for the residents of their development. I would entertain a motion to approve this.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Newman and seconded by Member Fine Walsh. Discussion. Member Newman.
Thank you. I went down to the Harbor Master's office today and had a nice long discussion with the Harbor Master regarding this, and got up to speed on it, and it's a fairly convoluted situation. And then after hearing the testimony by Andrew Mazzella, I think I got more questions than answers. I feel like if we made a yes vote on this now, it would be remiss on our part to not address the leaseholder situation. Looking back on, going back a little bit, we've recently in the last few months made some decisions by the Assembly regarding leaseholders, and I feel like we need to heed Mr. Bob Martin's advice to have a work group between the assembly and the Harbor Board to decide how we're going to proceed with leaseholder agreements. I feel like you know if we're going to make any changes, which you know with the WECON decision, we made a fairly big departure from how we've been dealing with leaseholder agreements. So regarding that, it kind of opened a can of worms a little bit, and I feel like we need to come together and reach some consensus, put some sideboards on things to figure out how we're going to proceed and move forward with it. And so this is for, you know, with the, you know, we've had other proposals from Brock Island Refrigeration, and so this it's like the pot's just getting bigger and hotter, and like we need to pull it off and turn the burner off and just all have a conversation. So I will be voting no on this, and I will be supporting further conversations between the assembly and the Harbor Department or Harbor Board. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Newman. Member Schwartz.
I'm not ready to vote on it either. I agree with Scott, and so I'd like to give more time and more input. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Schwartz. Member Fine Walsh.
Thank you. You know, first of all, I want to, you know, in no unclear terms, I totally support the, you know, the acquisition of this bunkhouse and its use. I'm thrilled to see that it's being used productively here for the first time in years. And I definitely don't want to compromise the efforts of Fierce Allegiance or Mr. Mazzella, certainly. But like everyone else, I do feel like, you know, at the very least, I believe, you know, the request to assume the lease maybe should best be presented to the assembly with recommendations from planning and zoning and certainly the Harbor Department. You know, I would like to hear from those departments and get, you know, I want to know what that sector of the public thinks about this before I'm prepared to make a decision for sure. So, you know, I suppose it may be worth proposing that we table this item and delay it for a future meeting if possible, because I would like to keep it on, you know, on the attention of the assembly, certainly. Is that procedurally, perhaps I could get some assistance from the clerk here, but I believe that is something we can do, correct?
Absolutely. I would prefer if you postpone it to a time certain. So you would need to choose the meeting that you will take it back up again. If for some reason at that meeting you're not ready, you would postpone it again. Because if you want to wait for a work session and everything, we'll have to figure out when that can be done and everything.
Well, can I amend my comments then to propose that we postpone you know, discussion of this item until the first meeting in March, I believe, because there's some confusion about maybe when the next meeting will be. March 4th.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
All right, so a motion been made and seconded to postpone this agenda item until the first meeting in March. Here we go. With that, we call the Member Marsh.
Thank you. I would like to postpone it until after the work session with the Harbor Board. And I don't know if that can happen prior to that first March meeting. So I don't know how that needs to be changed or if that's even a consideration of the assembly, but I think it is prudent that we do have that discussion first.
Duly noted, Member Marsh. Would Member Fine Walsh be so inclined to pull his motion and choose a later date,
perhaps, hypothetically speaking? Perhaps a second meeting of March. I think that would give us ample time to get together with the Harbor for that work session, which I'd really support as well, yes.
So March 18.
There we go. Any objections from the Assembly on March 18th to revisit this issue? In that case, would the clerk please call a roll on the motion to postpone to March 18th?
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
And with that, that lease transfer has been postponed till March 18th. The discussion on it. Bringing us to item F, the February 2024 assembly meeting. There will not be a quorum on the 20th. The assembly is asked to decide whether to reschedule the meeting for another date or to cancel the meeting and meet next on March 4th at noon. After hearing from the staff, it sounds like they would have a preference to wait until March 4th. So it entertain a motion if people were, the assembly was so inclined, to reschedule the next meeting for March 4th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Newman and seconded by Member Schwartz. Any discussion on that? Clerk, please call the roll. Oh, sorry, Donna. I missed you. Go right ahead.
No worries. Thank you. So I guess I don't like the March 4th at noon meeting because on the new business, on items A and B, we talked about having input on the public might be able to attend an evening meeting. So I don't know how that's going to jockey with that. So I don't know if we want to do a March 4th. Typically, our first meetings of the month are at noon, but would there be benefit in postponing until we have an evening meeting, or would that be relevant? Because we've got these different issues that we need more public input on. So I don't know if having the March 4th meeting would then scoot these items A and B to that noon meeting, which then circumvents the evening meeting.
Well, your point's well taken. My inclination is to have the March 4th meeting at noon. Because testimony can be submitted before then, and even though the third reading of those ordinances you're speaking to those would be in the evening later on in March, and the public is, of course, welcomed, encouraged, and please do line up to testify on it. So based on the fact we'll have at least one evening meeting, which does not change by postponing this, we still would have only had one evening meeting, so the date thereof, I'm comfortable with that if the assembly is. Yep.
Just an observation, you could actually schedule a public hearing at both meetings.
Do we have to do that right now?
Absolutely. Make it the 4th and whatever, is it the 18th?
Just have two public hearings.
Have two public hearings.
Does that need to be done through an amendment, or can we just do it?
I'll just do it.
Unless anybody from the assembly has an objection, let's put two public hearings on this one. Member Marsh, did that suffice for you?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Clerk Thompson and Manager Giesbrecht. So in that case, I would entertain a motion, I would have the clerk call the roll on skipping the next meeting and having two public hearings in March on that one.
Okay. Scott?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Nice. That passes unanimously. Good creative thinking, Manager Giesbrecht. Communications on item 17, correspondence received since January 9th are available on the borough website. I highly encourage you to get some good leisure reading and see what people have sent to us over the last couple of weeks. There are no assembly discussion items today.
Forgot one agenda item, G. Work session with the school board.
Oh, that's not on mine. Fair enough.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good. let me take a look. The Petersburg School District, thank you, Clerk Thompson. The Petersburg School District requests a joint work session with the Assembly and School Board to be scheduled one evening between Tuesday, March 27th and Tuesday, March 5th to discuss school district's fiscal year 2025 funding request and their budget matters. So with that, so between February 27th and March 5th, I would take proposals for a date and time that would work. Let's see what consensus we can come to. Thank you, Scott. All right, let's pull up some calendars and get curative here. All right. Okay. Clerk Thompson, from an administrative standpoint, is there anything that works better for the chambers and for admin? Because I would obviously like, I think it would be important for Director Tao, Manager Giesbrecht, et cetera, to be involved. So from an administrative perspective, do you guys have any preferences? To give us some side rails here.
So the only thing that I see on the Assembly Chamber's calendar right now, other than the noon meeting on March 4th, is a 1 p.m. meeting of the Borough Safety Committee on Tuesday the 27th. But other than that, the Chambers is open. All right. I'll let everybody else.
My own inclination, just thinking out loud here, is be shooting I think maybe for an evening meeting, make for greater availability from the assembly and staff.
And hospital board, I would assume.
Absolutely.
So I mean, school board, sorry.
No, I got you. So we're whittling down our times. We'll get down to evenings. Okay. Oh, let's see. Yeah, go for it, Member Fine Walsh. What were you going to say?
I would propose that Wednesday, the 28th in the evening, that works for me. And if
throw a time on it.
At 5 p.m., is that okay?
Huh? We're spitballing here.
I'm gone until the 29th. Well, I propose March 1st.
March 1st to Friday?
It's yes. A Friday.
It's a Friday evening. It's a little dicey.
Or, yeah.
Are you back the 29th?
I am back the 29th.
How about Thursday the 29th in the evening? Got the bandwidth for that after flying?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Member Marsh, any interest in Thursday the 29th? 5 p.m.
Sounds good for me. Thank you.
I'm going to float.
5 p.m. is what we're talking about?
Member Schwartz, would that suffice in theory?
My schedule is based on the tide book anymore, so it'll, and fisheries, so it'll be, that's fine. Yep.
Good enough to start with?
Yeah.
Do we need to call a roll on that, Clerk Thompson?
Why don't we?
Yeah. So the proposal was for Thursday, the 29th at 5 p.m. Clerk, please call the roll.
Rob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, Clerk, that passes unanimously. Clerk Thompson, obviously, I imagine you'll be reaching out to the school and the school board to make sure that would work for them.
Yes.
And if not,
I will let you know.
And if not, we'll revisit the topic.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. Back on track. Correspondence I addressed on the borough's website. Assembly member comments today. Seeing none, any recognitions? I have one today. I wanted to recognize a former assembly person, Ms. Nancy Strand. I was thinking of her the other day, kind of reflecting on my time on the assembly. And Nancy, in case you're listening or those you're gonna bump into, I learned very much from Nancy Strand. I learned how to agree to disagree at times, how to pivot in the middle of a topic. Nancy was never a person who was afraid to change her mind in the face of good information, which I always admired. And she helped role model that to me in my time on the assembly. A good idea is a good idea. Doesn't matter if it's our own. If someone floats it to us, we should not be afraid to pivot. For those who did not know Nancy on the assembly, she was a person of very strong convictions and a pleasure to work with. So I just want to recognize former assembly member Strand. Any other recognitions today?
Yeah, I'd like to recognize John McCabe for his contributions to the library. Ms. Tao, on her good work. I started looking into that budget and my eyes eventually went straightened out again. But and then Mr. Fine Walsh, I put a lot of work in on that ordinance. So that's my input. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other recognitions, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Adjourned.